Leo's insights are presented to challenge, inform, and encourage you in your quest to break free from school-based approaches to education. Building upon a foundation of unschooling, we sincerely hope these insights help you to consider how education can be truly unlimited.
In this series entitled Reflections, Leo will share of the wisdom learned through the trials and tragedies of 2021 and 2022, and predict how this may be leading to what the future may look like for Education Unlimited.
Even though I was still very sick when I got home, I was immediately obligated to attend an interview with government agents regarding our accreditation application. I was very blessed to have several colleagues attend with me, which resulted in a positive outcome. However, my nemesis, Maria, had wasted no time initiating yet another attack. The Maria event number 6 caused the sponsor school to fear for its life. Maria had somehow determined that Education Limited had failed to fulfill its obligations, so the school would be penalized. Maria actually threatened to defund the entire Education Limited home education program, which would have had a very deep and seriously negative repercussions for everyone. The accusations were serious enough to be escalated to the level of assistant deputy minister. Shortly thereafter, we received notice of the success of our accreditation application. This had to be the pinnacle of my nearly 50-year career. We were also awarded full funding in year one, something only the minister can grant. Eureka! Praise the Lord for his faithfulness. Nonetheless, the school's principal was very concerned regarding the most recent Maria incident. This one was very serious, and he had no idea what to do. It was ultimately his responsibility to appease the government, as EU was only contracted to take care of the Education Limited program on the school's behalf. Interestingly, in his plea for help, he mentioned that I was much more combative than he, which was true. To help solve this setback, I finally asked to be present at the meeting where the government clarified its concerns. Asking a lot of questions clearly showed that there was more to the concerns than respecting the fulfillment of the home education regulations. This time, I had had enough. It took a week for me to construct a 14-page letter addressed to the Minister of Education expressing my deepest concern regarding the excessive and unjustified demands being made of our sponsor school. While I was informed that I had no business writing this letter to the minister regarding this school matter, I was also told it was very well written and had a significant effect on the entire Department of Education. Little did I know, this effect resulted in Maria's termination. The 7th and final Maria event was not a setback. It ended up a victory for all. The lesson? The principal's observation that I am combative caused me to reflect on my life and reevaluate how I have conducted myself. The word combative means a lot of things, not the least of which is a willingness to engage in fighting. That did bother me at first, as I can honestly tell you, I'm a peacemaker at heart. I spent a lot of time trying to recollect the many conflicts I have found myself in, and for the life of me, I cannot recall a single time I have started to fight. Maybe I've forgotten. My approach to issues has always been conciliatory, preferring intelligent and reasonable dialogue to resolve problems. However, a lot of people are not that way. While I may not have started any fights, I can also say that it has been the rare moment when I have backed down, moments such as when dealing with a narcissist or psychopath. Had I not had that combative characteristic, Education Unlimited would long ago have been buried along with the other home education providers Maria managed to terminate. Perhaps we should all be a bit more combative. We should question everything we are being told and stand firm in what we believe. The world would be a much different place if we did so.
We trust you were blessed by today's presentation. For more helpful information to guide you in your home education journey, please visit educationunlimited.ca and leogomal.com. Be sure to like us and share us on Facebook.